Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. In a moment, the play will start. But first, if you like what we do, please comment and share on your preferred social media or review us on iTunes. Enjoy the show and come visit us at littlewonder.website. Little Wonder. Mixed Gender Dorm by Oliver Warren.
Oh, bonjour, avez-vous? Need a hand?
I'm fine. But it's supposed to be bonsoir. You're English. Great.
I'm Mike. Let me put on some trousers. I wasn't expecting company tonight.
I don't mean to be... I asked for the French room.
Every room's a French room. You're the first English person I've seen here all week. Literally everyone else is French.
Unsurprising. This being a French hostel in the French Alps and all. I'm sorry, the last thing I wanted tonight is English.
Okay, but sorry, I might have cosmically ordered you. I thought it was cute at first, you know. Bonjour, ça va, merci, merci, me. But, I mean, I'm loving the mountains, skiing's amazing, but really, I'm missing having actual conversation about actual things, not just the pitiful snow forecast. Or not.
Oh, God, is that...
Come, Stein. Yeah. That bed got quite the pounding last night.
You?
Hardly. A couple of horned-up French teens making like it was their last night on Earth. Or just their ski trip.
So they're gone. Any other horned-up French teens around?
Why? You looking?
Is it really rude to say I literally don't want to talk?
No, I guess. So there's no talking rule. You can swear, but I can't follow up.
Mike, what are you doing here?
Skiing.
Solo?
Yeah, I thought it might be good for me.
God, you're literally dying to talk, aren't you? Fine. What happened last night? You were here for it?
Oh, the pounding. Yeah. Me, the lovers, and Francois.
Francois?
Charming 70-year-old, smelt of tobacco. Kind of comforting.
I love an old French man. The way they say, Olivia, it's kind of horny. So, was it horny?
Watching two French kids fuck?
Yeah.
I couldn't see much, these privacy curtains and all. It was midnight. I'd fallen asleep to Francois's melodic snore. The searching flashlight woke me up, and my contacts were crusty and smeared. There was this blur of urgent motion, grabbing of hair, that unmistakable tear of a condom wrapper, groans, shushes, and that final fatal gasp. And meanwhile, I felt like a pervy old man. You know, I had this dumb thought that I might be getting the action here, but instead, I just get to witness it. If there's not a more perfect metaphor for turning 40, I don't know what is.
40?
It's my birthday.
Really? You're skiing alone for your 40th birthday? Happy birthday.
Thanks. So can I reciprocate with questions?
No. So you've no friends, no girlfriend, no wife to come celebrate your birthday with you, huh? So really not wanting to sound like a complete slut. Nor make you feel like you're second prize for not being French, but for want of random experiences. For your birthday, do you want to, you know...
What?
Make like French teens and...
What?
Fuck. Jesus. It's a mixed gender dorm. I kind of figured that's what happens here.
Sorry, I...
Fine. Whatever. So are you married?
Yeah. Yes. And they're back home. Yeah, too busy to... Sorry, I...
Jesus, This is literally the last thing I wanted.
God, I'm sorry for ruining your... I don't know, whatever it is you're doing here, you're chasing a French fuck.
Is there something wrong with that, Judgy McCrypants?
No, not at all. So, what are you doing here?
Right now, I'm sat in someone else's wet patch looking at someone else's wet face. And I literally just want to curl up in a fuck sack with a fuck rod and forget everything. So your wife makes you cry?
My partner makes me cry.
Partner? So you're gay then?
He is. I'm bi.
Huh. That's...
Exotic?
No. I just never met
him. Oh, look, fine. Let's just say I'm gay. It's easier.
Easier?
People hear bi and they hear slut and I'm... We're not.
Okay. So it's a bad marriage?
Not bad. Rushed.
Yeah?
I was with this guy 15 years.
That is not rushed. Jesus. I thought gay years were like dog years.
Wow. Wheel out the gay stereotypes, wouldn't you? We broke up. We've been together since uni. I mean, we basically came out together. And then, at some point in those 15 years, it just died. We died. And then Adam came along, and he was everything that Ben wasn't. Like, everything. Ben was short, Adam was tall. Ben was serious, focused, driven, took control. And Adam, none of those things. It was intoxicating. When you've just had milk Kit Kats your whole life, and then a dark one comes along. And
that's a weird analogy.
I love dark Kit Kats. Me and Ben were engaged for 8 years. We were never going to get married. And Adam looked at me this one night like, I can't describe. A mix of puppy, chocolates, family and ecstasy. And I asked him to marry me. And we did, days later.
That's actually pretty cute. My boyfriend. Fuck. And so?
You sure you don't?
No. What happened?
Well... The whole relationship was based on him just being not Ben.
And?
2 years later, he's still not Ben. And I think I preferred Ben. I never actually hated Ben. I didn't know better. Seriously, you've clearly got... Look, I'll tell you what. If a French guy comes in looking for a fuck, I promise I won't tell him you've got emotions and shit.
He proposed in the pub because someone told him it was time and he said, I should probably do it before I get any fatter.
He seems nice.
I'm just pig fucking shit tired of being judged by all the twats at home for wanting to do more than just have a boyfriend, a career, get engaged, mortgage, married, and then kids. The happily ever bullshit.
So you're 32.
Yeah. How did you know that?
I've seen it in all my gal pals. See, 32 is the time when our patriarchal society raises its clenched fist and sends the woman to the wall.
Do you know what I hate about gays?
Oh, wow, Jesus, what?
It's like the purest expression of the patriarchy.
Come again?
So, the patriarchy survives by keeping women in their place. Objects, toys, sexy things. But with gays, I mean, we're reduced to gal pals, or worse, broken icons. Victims of the system that you're not. Relics of your more advanced genetics. I mean, you are more advanced, right? I've not met a single straight man as mentally functional as any one of the gays I know. So it's evolution. It's moving men away from women. And so suddenly, we're even more redundant.
Wow. Okay. So maybe it's safer to say I am bi. not part of some gay Nazi... patriarchal conspiracy, hell-bent on wiping out womanhood. I mean, I like boobs. And I women's marched twice last year.
Fine. You seem nice. And on behalf of women everywhere, I'll give you a pass.
Don't you mean make a pass?
Find me a French boy and I'll leave you alone by yourself.
Uh-huh. Funny. Why not turn on Tinder? I mean, it's 2019.
Can't a girl want to do it the old-fashioned way? Flash some tit from across the dorm and do it with some pervy old bi guy watching from behind his curtain.
Classy.
See? Even you, Mr. Advanced Genetics, you're judging me. You're as close-minded as everyone back home.
I've been them.
Who?
The fucking French teens. In a hostel. In the 90s. My virginity.
With other people watching?
I don't know if they were actually watching. I was occupied.
Was it with a guy or a girl?
Does it matter?
I'm trying to visualise.
Who's the perv now?
Fine. I apologise for objectifying your virginity.
So, what happened with your boyfriend? You said no, right?
No. I said yes. And in roughly 12 hours, I'm expected back from my hen's party. And in about 15, he's going to be alone at the altar.
Fuck.
If you're offering.
Funny. Wow. So you're an actual runaway bride?
Right now, I'm a runaway hen. And my soon-to-not-be sister-in-law is two valleys over, probably tearing apart the resort looking for me. And all I want is a fuck and a fag and to hide from this motherfucking world.
Listen, I got a couple of tins of G&T from M&S here. I was saving for a special occasion. They're not chilled, but it feels appropriate.
How obscenely sad. But yes, thanks. I'd love one.
Here you go. Happy hens.
Happy birthday.
I had a niggle the night before. Adam was staying at his brother's so that we didn't see each other before the wedding. And I found this dumb cheap ring that Ben bought me forever ago. And it just hit me then. I knew it was a mistake. But I was just too... I was about to say in love, but I think, I mean, pig-headed. Too pig-headed to let Ben win. And, you know, I wasn't coming here to a fucking mixed-gender dorm to get laid. I wasn't, but I figured if I did, then decision made, right?
So one fuck and the marriage is off.
Well, it's kind of symbolic or evident, isn't it? A physical manifestation of stuff.
Ah, the magic fuck bullet.
Yeah, a sexual ripcord. So, if I do, if I got laid here, then it's over. It's off. We're done. But if I don't, which I haven't, then it's just an itch, right? And I should go home.
So, you're saying, for example, if we fucked... your marriage would be done. And mine would be morally and justifiably off.
Theoretically speaking?
Theoretically speaking.
Then, yes, I guess it would.
So one fuck might save two lives?
Well, when you put it like that, I do like your boobs.
And from what I saw before you put your trousers on, you appear to have a healthy dick. Happy birthday.
Happy hens. Should I lock the door?
I missed the opportunity for a pervy old bi guy to come and watch. No chance.
In Mixed Gender Dorm by Oliver Warren, the part of Mike was played by Dominic Kelly, Olivia by Kate Tulloch, direction and editing by Oliver Warren, music by Keith Crawford, the Little Wonder team is Keith Crawford, Owen Roberts, Chris Taylor, and Oliver Warren. Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. We hope you enjoyed the show and will leave a like, comment, or share us via social media. You can find all our work on iTunes under Little Wonder Radio Plays, where a rating or review would really help us out. Thanks for listening, and come visit us at littlewonder.website. Little Wonder.